Today's first reading is often a very favorite reading that is chosen for wedding mass. When one finds a worthy wife, her value is far beyond pearl. And another verse is said, the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So how do we recognize, especially those of you who are married, that your wife and her value is far beyond pearls? Perhaps in order to recognize one value, we need to recognize the dignity of that person created in the image of God. And especially for you who are husband and wife, to recognize the dignity and also the providential care that God had put them into your life as the other half of you, at one flesh, and also as a way to sanctify you as a husband, as a wife, as a father, and as a mother. So that is very important, to recognize the dignity of the person is truly important. As a matter of fact, in Spanish, the word to wed is acasar, meaning to create a home. To create a home. So what is different between a home and a place to live? A home is the place that we look forward to coming back to. A place where it is full of love. A place that is filled with love. A place where each and every member is respected, recognized, and loved instead of looking at each other as a burden. And even in Vietnamese, sometimes older couples would call one another nhà tôi, meaning this is my house. So my spouse is my house, is my possession, is who I have. So this house is no longer a building. It is the person and the place that we look forward to seeing. So I'm challenging you and asking you, are you making your house into a home? Or are you making your house into a place of rest? Or AKA a motel? What is a motel? A motel is a place where you just put your head down and go to sleep and take care of business. Sanctification begins at home, because you're called to reflect the Holy Family and to create the domestic church at home. And that's why the church says parents especially become the primary educators of their children. And where did the church begin? The answer is, it begins at home. But unfortunately, as we get busier and busier and busier, it seems like younger parents spend more time at sport activities, extracurriculars, obligations, and everything else. More times are being spent at school, on the field, or everything else, that we no longer look forward to going home. So a home remained a house, and a house remained a building, and a building simply remained a place where we go back to rest. What happened to the time spent with each other around the dining table? To ask what is going on, to look at each other in the eye, and to truly love one another as we are. What happened? What went wrong? Why isn't our house a home? Why isn't our family become a place where we really want to go back to? What happened? Perhaps we have been too busy. Perhaps we simply look at each other as a burden, as an obligation, or as another thing to do, instead of looking at each other and loving each other with respect and with dignity. And this home is much bigger than your house. It is also the church. The church is your home. Is this home perfect? My answer to you is no. The church is not perfect. We have our differences. And many times we remain in our differences, in our ideology, in our cliques, that we oftentimes remain far away from each other. And oftentimes, the church remains an institution, a motel, a place where we visit, but we never feel at home. Why isn't the church our home? Why? I'm really asking that question. Are we simply going to Mass? Are we simply coming to the church because it is an obligation? Or is it an opportunity? It should be an opportunity for me to come in order to join with my loved ones, with my brothers and sisters. This is where I belong. Is my home perfect in the church? The answer is no. We're still a work in progress because we are the Pilgrim Church, working and continue to progress toward God, changing ourselves and continue to sanctify ourselves as we seek God not only in ourselves, but in one another. As you might have known, yesterday we had the retreat at the All Red Unit, and one of the inmates shared, "Father, the reason why I'm here, because for the most part of my life, I wanted to live for myself, and I brought myself in here. But God took the wrong road, the long road, in order to help me to discover where I need to be. I am now home. I'm now home. Because I know now that I can no longer live for myself. And God had put these gentlemen, these brothers around me, because this is my home. This is the place where God wants to sanctify me, even though, Father, they are a pain in the butt for me. I am home because these are no longer strangers. They are my brothers." That touched me deeply. And that should touch you too. If the people sitting in this church close to you, are they strangers or are they your brothers and sisters in Christ? If we only come for the obligation, we remain strangers, bystanders. But if we see this as an opportunity, the church that God has gathered us to one another, then it's an opportunity where I can use my talents, my gifts, my blessings in order to help one another. I no longer remain a bystander and a stranger. I recognize in one another brothers and sisters, because this is my home. This is where I belong. This is where God is asking me to grow in. And that's why we heard in the gospel reading today. Well, the guy who had one talent said, of course we didn't read it because I chose the shorter part of it. But the guy who had one talent dug up a hole and put his talent in there because he remained a stranger. But the guy with the five talents understood that this is more than an obligation. It's what an opportunity to enrich the talents that God gave him, and he made five more. And we have heard in the prayer of St. Francis, in giving that we receive. When we give ourselves, when we no longer stuck in ourselves, we really receive more than what we have given. So our talents, no matter if we get five no matter if we get three, no matter if we get one. God is asking you to give your talents in enriching our community, enriching our parish, enriching the church. Because without your talents, we become incomplete. Because without your gifts, we become an institution. And without your commitment, we remain simply an institution and a building. As your father in the faith, I can tell you that I need you, that I cannot do it alone. This is your home. Make it your home. Give the gifts of yourself to one another. Stop being strangers. Stop making this into an obligation. Make this into an opportunity where you and I can share our talents, our gifts, our blessing with one another. Because I cannot do the things that God has put into your heart to do. And as the father in the faith, it's not my job to do everything. It's my job to discern with you the gifts that the Spirit had given to you and to utilize that gift. So do not be afraid. Do not remain strangers or bystanders. Make the church your home. Because truly, this is where you and I belong.